The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, Imperial Pool and Spas, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. Is a, I don't know what you call it, cloudy. I don't know if it's cloudy or what it is. But anyway, another Saturday morning and Mr. Rector's out of town on us this week. He's playing golf down at Pinehurst, which apparently that's more important than being on the air with me. So we're going to have a little talk about that. He's going to Pinehurst. I need to go with him. Anyway, filling in for Mr. Rector this morning is Mr. Paul Thompson, who's going to co-host today, but it shouldn't be hard since he hosted the thing for 7 years before we started and has filled in regularly and admirably over the last 6 years. So good morning, Paul.
Well, I'm glad to know I'm admirable.
Well, sometimes you just have to lie, you know. When you're trying to butter somebody up so they'll help you out again.
Yeah, well, you know, when I called you the other day asking for a favor, I guess this was a good trade-off.
This is payback.
Appreciate
it. Okay.
Those ladies were happy with their pots of flowers.
They oh, really? Home. Okay. Yeah. It went pretty well for you then. I forgot what you told me it was, but anyway, you do things like that all the time, different groups. Because Mr. Thompson here is the Clemson Extension agent for York, Chester, Union County. No you don't have Union Lancaster County. They keep moving around. I can't remember where you at.
I haven't moved around since I've been here.
I thought you had Union at one time.
No.
You've never had Union.
Okay. No, I went up and kept the Gaffney office open, the Cherokee County, when they were
short
lacking.
Mm-hmm.
But that was, you know, half a day a week or something.
But you've been here a while now. You got here, what, 2003?
Four.
Four. Same difference. I think it was in the spring, if I remember right.
No, it was
November.
July.
It was July?
Yeah.
I thought, okay, I'm getting old and can't remember. Anyway, Tommy and I knew you back in probably earlier, several years earlier than that, through the State Nursery Association. You were in Mount Pleasant, I think, somewhere down that way. And you did a lot of stuff like you're doing now for the Nursery Association. Plan ID was a big one, but anyway. We had a pretty good rain last night, and was it night before, Thursday night? Anyway, we've...
Yeah, good soaking rain, slow rain.
Yeah, what we need,
yep.
And not the runoff things, but it's... I don't know, for me, but I was talking to our guests before we went on air, that I'm just not used to this cooler mornings in May, the end of May. I mean, it's almost 1st of June, and it was chilly 3 days this week.
Right. You know, even today I got a long sleeve shirt on. But, you know, it's been warming up in the afternoons, and, you know, don't worry about it. The heat's going to get here, and we're all going to be wishing it was this day again. So...
Well,
or Quason, our guest here, or one of the sponsors here, they're happy for the hot weather because
that's when
people want to pool.
Mm-hmm. That's when they do the thing. Well, the problem for us is the soil temperature hadn't warmed up quite yet, and people complaining because their seeds aren't coming up, or this isn't coming up, or this is looking a little weak. Well, it's kind of like Mr. Rector and his sod. Until the soil temperature warms up, it's not going to green up. It's not going to grow real well. And it gets pretty warm for a couple days, and then it turns back down cool again. So, you know, I don't want to get 95 degrees the whole month of August like it did 10 years ago or so, but it does need to warm up a little bit. But I don't know. But it's raining. We've been doing it a long time, but I don't know if I remember this much rain this steadily since December in a long time. I mean, it just seems like every week we're getting rain,
mm-hmm.
which is a good thing, but we're probably going to wish we had some of it in July and August. But I don't know. Good Lord's got a plan, and the plants just do whatever they're going to do. So.
Surprisingly, a lot of those events have been on Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday.
We started calling it rain day.
Yeah. It rained Saturday night and Sunday morning and clear up for Monday, which is pretty good for a working fella. But, you know, yeah. I don't know. It's every year's an adventure nowadays. Everything's a little different. But, so what's happening in the extension world this week?
This week, well, I had a very interesting Monday and Tuesday evening. I've been fiddling around with making bamboo flutes probably for 10 years. Thrown away more than I've kept. But anyway, I talked to the 4-H agent and just pitched an idea of what if we did a workshop, a 4-H workshop, where we were using math and tying it to music. And so anyway, we had 7 kids come in and I had already kind of halfway prepared, you know, the blank for them to work on. And so they picked out the kind of the diameter that felt comfortable to them. And we did some calculations and they drilled holes and this, that, and the other. And they all left, you know, making noises at least. That was different.
You do all kinds of things like that. The 4-H thing. 4-H was big when I was growing up, and it kind of seemed like it went on a little hard times there. Mm-hmm. It was just country kids that were doing it. But it seemed to be pulling a big comeback now. So,
yeah, have you had Kristen, the new 4-H agent, on the show? That'd be a good one. I'll talk to her.
Okay.
Contact you.
Okay, there's Matthew giving us the signal. We're going to be right back with our special guest today at the Gardener's Bench.
Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
This is Mike Elder. We're the pool care specialists at Imperial Pool and Spa in Lake Wiley and Rock Hill. We are your local BioGuard dealer, ready to assist you with a wealth of pool care knowledge, wide range of proven BioGuard products, and everything needed to establish the best system. Come see us.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party.
And we're back with the garden party. Seems like a weekly occurrence. We have a garden party, doesn't it, Matthew? But anyway.
Yes, it does.
Okay, we're the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning on WRHI, AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. And that's 10 to 11 on Saturday mornings. And this week, we have our very special guest and awesome sponsors and been with us for about as long as I can remember, about as long as we have, I think, as long as I can remember. But Imperial Pools and Spas, that's right, spas, right. And I keep wanting to call it something else. But anyway, Mike Eller and Casey Fincher, I got it right. Thanks for you reminding me the last name again. I don't know why I have a problem with that. But anyway, good morning, you two.
I don't know how special we are, but we're guests for sure.
You're pretty special. We got some that don't last too long. Some of us stick around forever. So how's everything in the pool business this week?
Oh, busy. Mm-hmm. Hard to keep up with at this point.
Service is crazy.
And we were talking when we got here that I was thinking maybe the cooler weather was affecting all y'all, but it seems like the rain has been affecting y'all more than the cooler weather, or both.
Yeah. Too much rain sometimes. It pushes everything back a little bit. So,
So now years ago, it used to be Memorial Day was kind of your kickoff thing. That's when everybody wanted their pools open by and all that. But you were telling me last time that starts pretty early nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, people start coming in. I mean, pretty much once it starts getting warm. Some people, I think because a lot of people, you got a lot of people that live here that move from up north and stuff. The water temperature is not that big of a deal. And a lot of people have heaters now.
Yeah. Yeah, Casey and I were talking. We like it be bath water.
I do too. I mean, I
don't do cold water.
I'm not in that 72 degree
no,
water.
No, 87 isn't even warm enough for me
anymore.
Give me hot tub water.
Speaking of which, not only swimming pools, but y'all do just spas or hot tubs or whatever you want to call them this week. I learned they all the same name but different.
Yeah, everybody calls them something different.
Different, so and. That used to be a big thing back in the 80s and early 90s. Is it caught back up to those times when they seemed like everybody had a hot tub? Or?
I don't know.
I mean, a lot of the newer pools are getting hot tubs built onto them.
Built in, yeah. I've seen that.
They're not as big of a deal. Like, people have them, but it's not like, it used to be like, oh, so-and-so's got a hot tub.
It's not like that. And it's just a normal thing for people now.
It's not the bed, stub, and tub parties like it used to be.
No, it's pretty much, a lot of installs, like, in places like Fort Mill and Lake Wiley and stuff, they all just have a pool with a hot tub that spills over. I mean, it's pretty common, so.
We saw some of those back in the mid-90s, and that was kind of a revolutionary thing at the time. And, I know we deal with some contractors up in Charlotte, some of the ritzy neighborhoods up there, and I just can't believe the prices people are paying for pools. For a long time, I thought they were lying to me, but I found out it's $150,000 isn't that outrageous for a pool.
It's really
not. Especially not now since COVID hit. It's been crazy.
Especially not in Charlotte. I mean, you get some pretty high-end stuff.
Well, a lot of it's custom stuff. Yeah. It's not a package thing. It's actually made from scratch. And, it's just, I had a friend that landscaped on them, and he did outdoor kitchens, really fancy things. And he said, they give me a budget, and I have to spend that much money. And sometimes it's hard on those small lots to spend that much money. I said, I'd like to have that problem.
But anyway. Absolutely.
So anyway, let's see. Memorial Day is Monday, and you said you were going to be closed Memorial Day.
Yes.
Y'all going to work so hard this week, you need a day of rest. I understand that.
Well, Saturday is Customer Appreciation Day. So.
That's right. Okay, Customer Appreciation Day. Now, is that your hot dogs and all that stuff? Explain that to the people, please.
So Customer Appreciation is just kind of when we celebrate our anniversary of when we started. So we do hot dogs. We do prizes. WRHI's there. Alan and Steve Stone are there. And
that's a scary thought. They have the tag team.
Yeah. They usually bring us donuts. That's pretty tasty. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Stone Man, don't forget the donuts. That's important.
I think it's usually Mr. Miller that does that.
Oh, okay. Well, I got to talk to him Mondays. So I'll remind him.
but we have prizes. We do, just giveaways and things like that. So you can win monies. Not a lot, but a little.
Okay, now, Mr. and Mrs. Rutledge started this thing, 1974 or 5, somewhere along there?
75.
75. I remember that. We did a lot of pools they put in back in the early days. But they were about the only game in town. Then another one opened up, and he lasted 4 or 5 years, I think, but didn't last too long.
they come and go.
Yeah.
And Mr. Dave, he actually put the pool then back in those days.
Yeah.
And you mentioned last year sometime that y'all might be getting back in the installation. You decided not to.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to go there. It's hard to keep a crew going like that. And
big time.
Kevin likes to be at, when he installs a pool, he likes to be there for the whole thing. And he just doesn't have the time to do that either. So We'd probably steer clear of that for now anyway.
There used to be a bunch of them a few years ago, and I don't even know anybody doing it around here now. I'd have to call you and get a name of somebody to call now.
Yeah, there's people call us a lot.
There's still one guy here, isn't there?
That puts in pools. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of guys putting in pools right now, but, you know, there's different ones, you know, like fiberglass.
Yeah,
there's,
you know, depends on what kind of pool
you want. Yeah, depends on what kind of pool you want and how well of a job you want it to be done. So I mean, that's the other thing, finding somebody good.
So before I forget, now y'all have a crew that'll go by and service people's pools once a week, every 2 weeks, once a month, once a year, whatever they want.
Whenever they want. Yep, and, we do.
You do commercial pools as well as residential pools, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, we sell stuff for commercial pools. We, you know, pretty much everything we would do for a residential pool, except, I don't know, commercials are a little bit different because they usually have sometimes they have somebody that works there. But if they need like a certified pool operator or something like that, then they'll call us. And usually I do that. So, but my time's a little shorter these days. So I don't know how much of that I'm going to be doing anyway for a while.
So now I hadn't heard that term before. What's a certified pool operator?
Well, it's just somebody that is licensed by DHEC. They come out there and you can check the pool. You know, a commercial pool has to be signed off on 3 times a week by someone.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Yeah, and if they don't have that, then they can get shut down. And
3 times a week.
Three times a week.
Are they doing water testing?
Come out there, test it, make sure all the equipment's good. You know, anything that could be dangerous for a commercial pool. And then DHEC comes by usually once or twice a season and just make sure everything's good. And, you know, they usually write you up for something and say, hey, make sure you take care of this. And then the whoever runs the pool normally, you know, the hotel owner or whatever, their maintenance guy usually fix whatever little thing there is. Unless it's something huge, then I got to go figure that out.
And you got to go do your thing.
That's right.
Huh.
But usually there's nothing like that.
Okay. Okay. Matthew's signaling that time again. So we'll be right back with our special guest on the Garden Bench.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This is Mike Elder of Imperial Pool and Spas. Here's a great idea. Use your income tax refund to improve your family's lifestyle with BioGuard and a new above-ground pool. Plan now for family fun in the sun all summer long. Imperial Pools, 21 Bypass Rock Hill, and behind the Waffle House in Lake Wiley.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Now is the time to clean and service your heating and air unit. For $99, we'll make sure it's running safely and efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Back from Matthew's Greatest Hits to the Gardener's Bench. Our special guest, Mr. Mike Eller, Miss Casey Fincher from Imperial Pools and Spas. And actually, y'all were related to Mr. and Mrs. Rutledge. Was it Mrs. Rutledge?
Oh, yeah.
That's your daddy's aunt.
Yeah, Jane Rutledge and our grandmother are sisters.
Okay.
So, yes.
Okay. I remember that when your dad was there testing water for me, but sometimes, is she still alive, Miss
Jane?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. She is.
I know Mr. Dave died a few years ago.
Yeah, he died in 2015, I think.
Yeah, that sounds about right, because I hadn't seen her lately, but she's living there off Indy Hook Road.
Yeah, she's still around.
She's still there.
She's good. She's still, I don't think she's as wide open as she used to be, but she is.
Nobody could be that wide open.
I don't know. My meemaw still.
She was a piece of work.
Yeah.
Very gung-ho young lady. But she used to come by and check on us every once in a while, make sure we were doing the right thing. And she didn't mind telling us when we weren't. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, now I got a pool. Got it open, and I need to pack up my little water sample and come down there one day, and y'all test it for me and tell me what I need to put in it and the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm. Get a little printout and everything.
Oh, okay. I'll print it out now.
Yeah. Make little notes on it.
Okay. And you just go back and put it in however you tell me to.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell me all that good stuff, so you help me out.
Yeah, that printout will tell you. It lists it all out for you. And if there's anything, you know, different or we want to add something, we, you know, sometimes that computer doesn't know what a person knows. So. Yeah.
And it's pretty detailed, but sometimes the details are just generic. So.
I know one time I had to change sand in a sand filter. Now, that was an experience.
Good times.
Mm-hmm. I did it one time, let's say. That was it.
Those aren't fun, but they make it. There's easier ways to do them these days. So.
I'm sure they are. Now, one problem I had, I was scared I was going to break them little plastic things down in there, and you didn't know where they were there.
Yeah.
Because I'd never done it before. But
yeah, that's what we always warn people. Make sure you – because a lot of people just want to dump that filter over. I'm like, oh, don't dump it over. Yeah. You got stuff inside there. You don't want to break it.
Yeah. It was – I still – in my days, that is back in the 90s, I still – least favorite thing about a swimming pool was mustard algae.
Yeah. We're starting to see it earlier and earlier every year because our winters are milder, so it doesn't ever have the opportunity to just kill everything. So usually we used to see it July, August, and September.
Yeah, that's when I was there with
it. Now we've started seeing it in April, May.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it that much warmer or is it just the water changing or –
I guess it's just that much warmer.
I don't know. Things are weird like that.
I agree.
But, I mean, mustard algae can grow in a bottle of bleach, so it's a tricky little algae.
It used to be a pain to get rid of. I remember that.
It still can be, especially in the – I mean, once it's hot, it's not easy.
Mm-mm.
Mm.
But we tell you how to keep it at bay.
Carol got one of the first Polaris's they sold in York County. And I used to sit out there for hours just watching that little thing scoot around. Back then, it was amazing. I'm sure you got them where you can computerize the track and everything now. But back then.
Well, Polaris's are still, they're still around. There's some people that
plugged into your water jet thing. And it just did its little thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are still good. We still work on a lot of them and. We still sell. We don't sell as many.
Some people aren't real wild about putting electric stuff in their swimming pool, so.
Even though it's safe. I mean, it is safe.
It's very safe.
I never heard that.
Yeah, those the robotic cleaners, they run off power supply, but
But the Polaris ran off water, didn't it?
Yeah, it runs off the system that you have.
But it's not electric.
Mm-mm.
No.
But it's the computerized deals,
Yeah, some people just are a little weary, but it's safe. So
I'd be a little weary, I think. Yeah. I don't know. I've never seen one. So.
Well, you got to live a little bit on the edge if you're worried about that. I mean, there's really it's got this. It's dumbed down to 9 volts, so you can't get. You know what I mean?
You're
not gonna
get
hurt.
No,
you can't. People are always worried about that, but no, you're safe.
Well, my dad spent 40 years with Carolina Power and Light Company, so I know all about electricity.
There you go.
So, and 9 volts. That's like a little, AA battery socket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We used to the little square batteries.
Yeah, the little square 9 volts.
And you test them by sticking your tongue on it.
Everybody try that right now. Get out a 9-volt battery.
See how it works.
Kevin tried to tell me that once, and I was almost dumb enough to believe him, but I wasn't. I didn't do it.
Smart girl. You used to, but you don't sell the fancy furniture anymore.
No, we kind of got out of that. Yeah.
We have some furniture, but it's not like the Lloyd Flanders and stuff that we used to carry. This is called Tin Jam, and it's the people that make it are the same people that make outdoor stuff for schools.
Okay.
Yeah, I see them at schools, and that's funny because we were at – my son goes to Dutchman Creek Middle School, and we were out there, and my wife and I were walking in for a basketball game, and she said, oh, look, there's a – that's the same furniture we sell. I was like, man, that's – it was kind of funny, weird. But she's like, yeah, a lot of schools have that. I never knew that.
I didn't know that either. So.
It's real heavy-duty, like plastic blow-molded kind of stuff. So it's
not as expensive as the Lloyd Flanders, but it's not cheap either. I mean, but it's heavy-duty. I mean, it's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Let's get back to the license thing a minute. I hadn't thought about that for some reason. But if I decided I wanted to go start working on pools next week, and I get a couple of people and I go to their house, so I have to be licensed to do that? Or is it just commercial I have to be licensed?
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to be licensed to go to somebody like a residential pool.
Residential, you don't have to be licensed.
No, just a commercial pool.
Okay.
You know, they
just because they're monitored by DHEC.
Yeah.
I know I've seen several people doing pool stuff for residentials. But I didn't know whether – I didn't even think about whether they were licensed. I just assumed they were licensed. I didn't think about it.
Just a regular old everyday guy trained up at the pool store. Come back there and work on your pool at your house.
Well, some of them not trained up at the pool store.
Some of them aren't. I've seen some pretty –
I've seen some pretty questionable work.
They get some magazines and just go to it, so – if you're going to get somebody to work on your pool, you might want to check them out a little
bit. Yeah, just talk to them for a few minutes and you'll figure it out.
They can do a lot of damage in a hurry, kind of like landscapers.
Yes.
We're seeing some interesting things as the years go by.
Yeah,
I'm sure. People think there's a lot of things that are not important that are important, and they get left out, and then you've got a whole world of mess.
Uh-huh. Okay, now you got the customer appreciation just coming Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
You closed on Monday, and you got the two stores. Is it at both stores, or is it all going to be at one store?
Just one store at the Rock Hill store.
Everything's at Rock Hill.
At the 975 North Anderson Road store.
Will Lake Valley be closed next Saturday? Or
no, they'll be open next Saturday, but they don't do. They have their own customer base, so
some of them don't get the hot dogs.
Unless they come to the Rock Hill store.
Okay. Matthew's giving the signal again, so we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
So you've convinced yourself it's warm enough to swim in your pool for the first time this season, even if the temperature still carries a hint of the fading cold. Who cares? You've paid your winter dues. The only question is, how ready is your pool? It's been waiting patiently, too, ready to prune some fingers and make your neighbors drool. If you rely on BioGuard products, get ready to dive in. BioGuard has simple startup solutions to get the inflatable ball rolling. It's startup made simple. Visit your BioGuard dealer, Imperial Pool and Patio, 21 Bypass Rock Hill. BioGuard, guarding more than your pool.
Are you tired of paying high energy bills trying to keep your home cool? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
We have the right remedy. Replace your old worn-out heating and air system and start saving electricity and money immediately. Plus, your new unit will help clear your home of mildew, pollen, and dust that causes allergy discomfort.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
OK, Okay, and we're back to the gardener's bench. It's been an interesting morning. I've actually learned a little bit. Michael and Miss Casey, thank you very much. We do appreciate it.
We appreciate it.
And y'all have a wonderful weekend. I know you said you had to get back to work, Miss Casey. I don't know what he does on Saturday.
He likes to stay and talk on the radio.
Okay,
so.
You go.
No, I usually do, but I got to go. It's rained. We tried to paint a pool yesterday, and I got to go make sure that thing is looking all right.
That you don't have to fix it.
Yeah, I'm a little bit worried about it, to tell you the truth.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and I know we'll have you back. You got a couple more visits.
Yeah.
I don't think y'all scheduled them yet, but
yeah,
no, I think we've
see.
Got a couple in June already scheduled. I think we were scheduled out.
I need to check because this is the last one I had on mine.
Oh, I'll look at my calendar.
You look at yours, and I'll check when I get back. And call. I got to call Alan about something else anyway.
Okay.
I called him yesterday afternoon after the. For some reason, I want to call him on Friday mornings, and he's doing the auction thing. So I put it to after lunch, and Benita told me, well, he's on the way to some kind of remote thing. I said, let's just wait till next week. It's not important.
Yeah, well, I'll look at my calendar because he sent me a list of dates.
Okay. I've checked mine, too, but I was pretty sure today was the last one on it because I thought y'all ought to have a couple in June and maybe July. But anyway, we won't worry about that today.
All right.
Y'all have a good time at your appreciation thing and enjoy your our Memorial Day off. And thank you very much.
Come by and get a hot dog.
Yeah, I might do that.
My dad will be cooking them. My dad and my mom. And
Buzz is going to be cooking hot dogs?
My mom, my dad, and Abby's mom are going to be doing the cooking.
Okay.
Kevin has to talk on the radio.
Okay.
So, all right.
Thanks
all right.
a lot.
Thank you.
See y'all.
Okay, Mr. Thompson. I guess it's back to being you, and Matthew makes three. I have to pick on Matthew. He's my buddy. Anyway, forgot what I was going to talk about now. But anyway, the weather has been kind of interesting. We were talking before we came in here this morning that we're still running into the people butchering plants and improper pruning techniques, I guess, but that's been around for as long as I can remember, and I don't think me and you are going to stop it. So just do the best we can and keep going.
Yeah, I was kind of my – I had a crusade against crape murder for a number of years and did workshops.
They still do it.
And it's just finally you just give up. You go look at YouTube videos and people post their pruning jobs on there and – get all these positive comments. Oh, that's so easy. Oh, yeah, that's what I'll do. And anyway, pruning has a purpose. And if you, if you do correct pruning, you actually have the ability to really control and direct plant growth. But if you do incorrect pruning, you lose total control. And you make it even tougher on yourself. So
we don't really have a way to prove this, but we always assumed over the years that the shearing, normal lifespan on most shrubs is 20 to 25 years if you do minimal pruning, but the shearing generally takes 5 to 10 years off the life of the plant. I don't have anything to prove that, but it just seems that way over the years. But proper pruning, they can last a long time, 30
right.
plus years.
Well, and I would give them a much longer lifespan than that. You've been out to Bartlett Lab.
Yeah.
I mean, there's plants that were planted back in the 1960s that, like a dwarf yaupon holly that's the size of this table.
Yeah.
If you think about it, plants that grow in temperate climates, they will have bud break in the spring and new growth will occur. And really the only growth that's occurring from that spring bud break is just the elongation of the stems, because that stem is just packed up a little tiny package inside of that bud, and it has to grow and cells divide and it elongates into that new growth, it grows 6 inches a year or whatever. But if you're shearing, that plant's growing and then you're cutting off what it grows, and then you're making it grow again, and you're really making that plant use up a whole lot of resources to continuously have to regrow when you keep removing their foliage. And it stresses the plant, and it also creates this shell of, you know, what we will call sun leaves. You know, you've got a thin layer of foliage. It might be just a couple inches deep, you know, and there's no interior foliage, and all the interior is also hidden from view. And so you can get some, you know, some soft scale, Indian wax scale, those kind of things that start occurring inside of that plant. You cut off air circulation, there's more chances of having leaf diseases and that kind of thing. But, you know what, if you look in nature, just go look at a nicely shaped tree that's growing out in the middle of, you know, a sunny area. And you will notice that that tree just doesn't have leaves on the periphery. It's got leaves all through the canopy.
All the way through, yep.
And that's important because, you know, when it's really hot out and those leaves in full sun start losing too much moisture, they will close the pores in the bottom of their leaves that allow gas exchange with the atmosphere. Water vapor leaves, carbon dioxide comes in, photosynthesis happens.
Right.
And so when those close up because they're losing too much water, then the interior shade leaves are still photosynthesizing. So the plant's much more efficient having a mix of sun and shade leaves than having just this shell of full sun exposure on the outside. So it's, you know, I mean, when you prune a plant, there's responses that that plant has.
And positives and negatives.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a matter of,
For some of you out there forgot high school biology, photosynthesis is actually a process of making food.
Right.
That's how the plant feeds itself. So
basically, yeah, it makes sugar.
Yeah.
And that's the energy that the plant uses to grow the roots and everything else.
That's it. Okay, so, Okay, and I think I hear Matthew in the background. So we're going to take a quick break. And Mr. Paul and I'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or carolinafreshfarms.com.
We now have them. Imperial Pools introduces Louisiana Grills. This is Mike Elder. They're as good or better than other wood pellet grills, but at half the price. Save now with cover, side shelf, and starter bag of pellets, all for only $7.99. Imperial Pools, Rock Hill and Lake Wiley.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Well, East Coast girls are hip. I really dig those styles they wear.
Okay, Matthew, kick back to the Beach Boys. We're on a roll now. Ready to go. Okay, Mr. Paul, thank you very much again for being with me this morning since Mr. Director bailed on me. But we were talking about the pruning thing, which we need to finish up real quick. Tommy went to Catawba Valley Technical School up in Hickory, got his degree and all that, and it was really a crash course in horticulture. They had 3 professors from NC State and 4 from Clemson came in and taught the classes. So you didn't have all the frill stuff, bar depreciation and all that I had to take because he wouldn't have done it. But anyway, and even in the 80s, the big thing with him was proper hand pruning and all that. It was a tough sale for a few years to get people to buy that. And finally he did by the 90s, and we got people now that just love it. But his theory is that it's pruned properly, you can't even tell it's been pruned.
Right.
And most of them he does, or our guys do, they've been doing it so long now. People call up and says, I could have sworn they hadn't been here yet, but I went out there and measured it, it's 3 feet shorter.
Right. So
that's the way it should be, but it's hard to sell that on people for some reason.
Well, I said this off the air, but I'll say it again. You know, people go online and look at, you know, nursery plant sites, and they hear about a plant, they look it up, they're looking at pictures. And if you were to go to, you know, one of these places like Monrovia or whatever and look at their plants, you know, their exciting plants they're promoting, you never see them picturing that plant, a picture of that plant, and it's sheared. You see the growth habit. You see that the ones that grow horizontal are the ones that, you know, you just better see what it is. And usually that's what excites the people about when they see it. And then they bring it into the landscape, and then everything gets pruned the same way, you know, into squares or balls or whatever. Or it always gets me the ones where sometimes people are so concentrated on trying to keep each plant individual, you know, instead of actually letting it grow into a mass that's all connected, that really takes a lot less pruning instead of pruning the sides of everything and all that. But, you know, it's like, why do you have all these different kinds of plants in your landscape that give you different growth habits, different foliage colors, that kind of thing, when you're going to, you know, make them all look uniform, like they're not even real. Anyway, I'll get off my soapbox.
Well, I was thinking, the reason I was smiling when you were talking about that, when we got here back in 1979 and 80, landscaping then was six shrubs and a tree in front of the house. Didn't matter what they were or
right.
What color or what kind, anything else. Six shrubs. There were an awful lot of azaleas planted in front of houses back then.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's really, it's kind of amazing sometimes what people are spending on the looks of the yard now. There are people out there that really care and do the homework, and the big thing for us is the maintenance after you put it in. And as long as they take care of it, you're right, it'll last forever just about. But our thing always has been, you put the right plant in the right spot, you don't have too much to worry about. This is, I had people wanting to put regular Burford eye hollies, which even back in the day would get 30, 40 feet tall, and instead of dwarf, and dwarf will get 20, 25 feet tall or bigger. But it's just a... it's dwarfer than the original variety.
Right.
It doesn't mean it's short. And people are like, well, they don't get over 3 or 4 feet tall. Wrong.
Yeah.
They will get big. So, and one thing bothered me with the Leyland cypress and green giant arborvitae and all this, people wanting to put hedges to block their neighbor, and they only got 10 feet between the houses and shouldn't be doing it anyway. That's my pet peeve. But anyway, they... should have been using some of the hollies. And now we've got a big overuse of Leylands, and green giants got all kinds of... the green giants, not yet, but I got a feeling some disease problems.
Well, it can get some of the same diseases that the Leylands get.
Yeah.
It's just a little better resistance. But, people really need to pay attention to, you know, how big things are going to get. You know, and then the spacing thing, too, knowing how big it really should have for lateral growth. You know, when the Leylands get put in, they're, you know, small little 3-gallon plants, and people are planting them 4 feet apart because they want a quick wall of foliage. you know, once those plants get larger, they're crowding themselves out. They're competing for the same resources. They're shading each other. You start getting a lot of loss of lower
they get under
foliage
stress
and all that kind
problems.
Of stuff. So it's really, you know, if the best kind of a screen would be where you can actually mix several different species together and actually create, you know, a little cluster of this and a little cluster of that. So you don't put all your eggs in one basket.
The key to that is a cluster of this and cluster of that.
Right.
We have a lot of them that say, I want one
not, yeah,
different
not,
one. No,
no
don't
not,
do that.
Not every other plant.
Not every other one.
No, you do
Looks
three
like
here, and then you do
mind.
A cluster of five, and then you do another cluster of three of something. And you could put, you know, maybe three different species within a, you know, 100-foot screen area that you're wanting to create with some variation in it. And also, if you ended up with one of the plants got in trouble and, you know, started, got sick or, you know, got a root disease or, you know, whatever.
It won't take out
you
all
You can them. Put, well, yeah, but you can almost put anything back in its spot and it won't look out of place. Whereas if you have a hedge of, you know, everything's uniformly the same height and this, that, and the other, and then something dies and you got to replace it, well, then, you know, it's...
You're not going to get anything to match.
You're not going to get it, you know, it'll eventually fill in and grow and whatever, but it's nice to be able to just stick something different in there.
It'll take a while, yeah.
Yep.
We tell people all the time you need to get the right size for the right spot. Oh, I'll keep it pruned. No, you won't. Now, the first 3 years, you don't have to do anything to it. By the fourth year, you forget about it. By the sixth or seventh year, you got a major problem. So, you know, just go ahead and get one. If you right. need something 4 feet, get something that gets 4 feet down, not something 8 feet that you're going to keep down. And,
well, yeah. I mean, really, you know, now there's been a big move in production and selection of plants, you know, and cultivars and stuff, of trying to move to plants that are smaller because we've got a lot more, you know, smaller house lots, a higher density mm-hmm. neighborhoods, and just a lot of the traditional shrubs that you might have used in the past where you got space, you know, it's just they're going to get too big. So there's a lot more selection out there now, I think, in dwarf plants.
There is an awesome selection out there now. But anyway, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back to the calls on the Gardener's Bench.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Are you tired of watery eyes, sneezing, and congestion from allergies? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
At AirTech, we can improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and humidifiers and help your family breathe cleaner air. And don't forget, when we replace your worn-out air system, you'll start saving electricity and money immediately.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
We now have them. Imperial Pools introduces Brio Fire Pits. This is Mike Elder. Turn your smoky fire pit into an efficient burning centerpiece and add options to turn your fire pit into a wood-fired kitchen. They're all available now at Imperial Pools in Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky.
Okay, we've had a lot of rainy nights here lately, but anyway. My special guest, and I consider him a dear friend, Mr. Paul Thompson, the County Extension Agent with Clemson Extension Service. He's filling in for Mr. Rector today, but he might should just be leading me through this thing because you've done it a whole lot, well, not a whole lot anymore, a year longer than I have now. But anyway, we've been talking about pruning, proper plant selection spot. But one thing you accuse me of getting you on here for every time just because of vegetables. Well, we got to talk briefly about vegetables because people keep asking me questions I can't answer. So you do the square foot thing or whatever it's called.
Raised beds.
Yeah. And you told me on the phone the other day or in the office the other day, one, that it really doesn't matter, that there's still plenty of time to plant a lot of plants. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of people put, you know, some of the summer vegetables in too early, like tomatoes. It hardly ever does. It hardly ever helps to plant something early before the soil temperatures have warmed.
Exactly.
And if you plant a tomato and you start seeing a kind of reddish purpling of the veins and the petioles of the leaves, that's usually a phosphorus deficiency, and the phosphorus is deficient because the soil temperatures are not warm enough for it to be taken up. So, you know, plant just sits there,
yeah,
and doesn't do anything until the soil warms. So you might as well take a transplant and put it into immediately into the great growing conditions where it just takes off. And you really don't gain anything by planting a tomato plant too early. I always wait until May to plant. And, of course, this spring, you know, it's just been kind of unpredictable with the weather.
Been all over the place.
You know, a lot of folks, you know, go by Good Friday and, you know, planting after Good Friday. But, you know, that has to do with the cycle of moon. And it has, you know, because it changes, the date changes every year, Good Friday. And, you know, so it can happen early in April some years and then late in April others.
And it seems like to me now that Good Friday, you're probably maybe 3 or 4 weeks early putting vegetables and things out.
Right. Well, there's some things that are planted
early. And we always
early.
Went by that, but Daddy put his foot down on tomatoes. We weren't allowed to do that until after the 10th of May or something like that.
But anyway, we have a really good fact sheet on our Home and Garden Information Center called Planting a Garden, and it gives you planting dates of all the vegetables, and several vegetables have several planting dates. In other words, you know, you could plant, you know, a couple of tomato plants now and go ahead and wait, you know, 3 or 4 weeks and then plant a couple of more. And, you know, unless you're trying to grow a whole bunch of tomatoes where you're harvesting a whole bunch at once because you're going to process them, you're going to can or do something like that, well, but most people aren't that way. They want to be able to go out there all summer and be able to pick a ripe tomato when they want it. And so it's good to have some different stages of plants for production. And, you know, you can even do that without going and buying more plants by just rooting suckers, which actually root very easily. Just stick them in the ground right next to your other plant and keep it water. I've rooted a whole bunch of tomatoes just by, you know, breaking off those suckers down low on the plant and sticking my finger in the ground, pushing the stem down in the ground.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. I guess Matthews gives us the word again, so we'll be right back to the garden space.
Southern nights. Have you ever felt a southern night?
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Play ball!
And for pool owners, the best way to start the season is to see Imperial Pool and Patio, your professional BioGuard authorized dealer. Bring Imperial a pool water sample for a free analysis. Then they'll develop a BioGuard game plan to keep your pool sparkling clear all season long. You expect a fun-filled season in your pool, so put Imperial Pool and Patio in your starting lineup. You'll find professional coaching and a home-run BioGuard products. See Imperial Pool and Spas, 21 Bypass, Rock Hill, and next to the Waffle House in Lake Wylie.
This is Benny Etter. If your air conditioning unit is straining under the summer heat, there's no reason to wait until it breaks down completely.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call 327-7100.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Okay, and we're back to round up this edition of the Gardener's Bench. Mr. Paul Thompson has been an awesome co-host today. But I'm telling y'all fair that it's something I've been trying to get on air with you for like 5 or 6 years now, but we're going to do it in this last closing segment. But native plants, now, it's been a thing, and it seems like every government agency, every individual we'll talk to has a different definition of what constitutes a native plant. Is it native to the United States? Is it native to the Southeast? Is it native to South Carolina? Is it native to Lower South Carolina, Upper South Carolina, Middle South Carolina? I mean, there's all kinds of variables right. thrown in. And what people don't understand, magnolias are not native to York County. Somebody brought them up here, and they've done very well, but they did not grow here natively.
Well, I mean, you can break down something being native by it's native to the United States.
Right.
It's native to the Gulf Coast area or whatever. And I mean, you could really say, you know, even within the state, take red buckeye, for example, which is a native kind of understory tree in the woods. It grows from the sand hills on down towards the coast. Is perfectly happy growing here. It's just not its natural native range.
Environment. Yeah.
Now, if somebody wanted to be a complete purist, you know, they would say, well, it's exotic. It's not actually native right to this point. But you could say the same thing of anything. I could say, well, right where your house is, I doubt that this plant would ever kind of naturally encroach into this area. You know, and it might be located a quarter mile away in its normal habitat of down in the woods near a creek, and you then plant it in your yard where it would not naturally occur. So you could really, if you wanted to be have a debate with people, you could really get persnickety about all this stuff. But it's a matter of, to me, the most important thing about your plant selection is, you know, the native plants have a role because of all the other things that are dependent on those plants, insects, butterflies, those kind of things. But as long as it's not an invasive species, you know, we've certainly got plants from all over the world that have been well established here for, you know, well over 100 years.
And that'll be our next visit. We'll get into invasive. But thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it. And we'll get you back on here so we can talk about invasive, because that's come up a bunch here lately. So we'll see you next week on the Gardener's Bench.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Imperial Pool and Spas, Wild Birds Unlimited,
and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.